Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf chaf. We're holding the second line from the top of the Amud, the last word on the line, ki. Now on to line three. Ki osir abdimi omer Rabbi Yochanan. Boy ilfa l'divri oimer ein lina mi'elef bekiddush yadayim raglayim me'kir ma'ushi yifsalu. What is this all about? Chaf Amud Aleph. Two, three lines from the top of the Amud. Good. Anyway, yesterday we had a machlokes between Rabbi and Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon was the son of Reb Shimon Bar Yechui, the Baal Helila for today. So Rabbi and Reb Lozer Reb Shimon got that gruesome machlokes. What was the machlokes? Someone who did Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim from the Kiyar in the Beis Hamikdash and did Avoida. And he in fact did avoid Agantza Nacht. He was busy doing avoid the Hekta Chalom Beivarim. It was busy that day. And now it's Amud HaShachar in the morning. As a result of Amud HaShachar, there's a halacha of Lina, which applies to Karbonos. The question is, does that also apply to the Kohanim in their Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim? Meaning, do they have to do a new Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim post Amud HaShachar? It's a new day. You got to do a new Kiddush. Or don't you? Machlokes Rebbe and Reb Lozer Reb Shimon that we had yesterday. Now the Gemara says, let's not focus so much on the individuals that did the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim. Let's focus now on the Mei Kiyar itself, the mind that's inside the Kiyar. When it comes Amud HaShachar in the morning, does it get, in a sense, spoiled or dated? Does it expire that you'd have to have new Mei Kiyar? Or is an Eitzel, like we'll see in the Gemara shortly, they were able to go and take the water from the Mei Kiyar, put it down back to the Mayan from wherever it came originally,
lower it,
and then they would bring it back up again. So the question is there a question, a halach of lina meaning that it becomes possible as a result of Amud HaShachar? So again, Ki also dimi Omer Rabbi Yochanan, boy Ilfa. Ilfa asked the following shayla. The Dibri Yoyim, according to the one that holds that Ein Lina Mu'elis B'Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, that was Reb Lozer B'Reb Shimon, Meikir Ma'ushi Yivslu, what about the Meikir? The Gemara assumes, therefore, that if you do hold Lina Mu'elis B'Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, which was what Rebbe held yesterday, that is as a koshke, Madach, the water which doesn't even, it's no longer tangible, because after the Kahanim washed their hands, Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, then obviously it dried up. There's no more water left. If you're going to go hold it, that Lina Mayelis. That when it comes to Amud HaShachar, that those blios, if you will, the old Kiddush that was made the night before, no longer is valid, you have to do a new one. Then certainly the tangible water certainly becomes no longer valid. Hazay halti gemar. So Shal is now the Gabi Reb Lozer Reb Shimon that holds that the Ein Lina Mayelis on the hands that were previously washed. But what about the Mekir, which is present and tangible? Mal Shiyifslu, does that become possible as a result of Lina Omer HaShachar? Mi Amrinan. Hani Lamai, the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, what are the purpose of the water inside the Kiyar for Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim? Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim Gufay Uloi possible Lina. After the Kahanim did the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, according to Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, there is no Lina. So perhaps therefore the water as well is no din of Lina. Or maybe because the water inside the Mekiyar now becomes Niskadish, the Klisharis. Anything that's Niskadish, the Klisharis. For instance, if you have the Shiare and Mincha, which are in the Klisharis, if you leave them over until after Amud HaShachar, then they become fossils. And therefore, Jokti Gemara, the same thing should apply now to the waters in the Kiyar, which are also in a Klisharis. They became Kodesh, they should become fossil. And those be Shaila. So that's the shayla that Rav Dimi said the name of Yochanan, that boy Ilfa, that Ilfa asked this shayla. So now the Gemara tells us, ki asa Ravin, when Ravin came, Omer Rav Yirmiya, Omer Rav Ami, Omer Rav Yochanan, that Hadar Pashad Ilfa, Ilfa who asked the question initially, he eventually was poshuted himself, kach machloik is bezu, kach machloik is bezu. The identical machloikis that we have between Revi and Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, the Gabi with the Lina Mi'elis V'Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, the same machloikas will also attach to the waters in the Kiyar, where according to Rabbi, just like Lina's Moyel on the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim of the previous day, that you have to go and wash again, The Meikir as well will become Nifsel, and you're going to have brand new Meikir. According to the Blazer of Shimon, it doesn't affect the Kiddush of Rahim that the Kohanim went and washed the day before. So therefore the Meikir continues to be good even after Amud HaShachar. Say Machlekes. Remember it was Rav Dimi Amr Rav Yochanan that said, boy, Ilfa. And now Ravin Amr Rav Yirmi Amr Rav Ami Amr Rav Yochanan that Ilfa was Pashit. Jacques de Gemara. Amr Lefan Rav Yirmi about this. Now, Rabbi Ata Oymekain. He said to Rav Yirmi or to Ravin, Azei Zokhtir. Elihachi Amr, not Reb Asi, but on the side it says Amr Rav Ami Amr Rav Yochanan Mishmei de Ilfa. Not like you just said now that Hodr Pashit Ilfa, but rather, said Rav Ami, said the name of Yochanan, said the name of Ilfa. Kir shloi shok mi be'erev, mekadesh mi menu lavoidis laylo, ulamachar eina mekadesh, kir shloi shok mi be'erev. Meaning that they didn't take the waters of the kir and be shokeya them and lower them down into the subterranean, into the bar, but they remained inside the kiyar. Mekadesh mi menu lavoidis laylo. You could still use them the entire night until Amud HaShachar. After, in the morning, Eina Mekadesh. Now the question is, what does that mean, Eina Mekadesh? Does it mean that all the Kohanim that used the waters that previous day or that previous night, they did such a good job that now when it comes to Machar, Eina Mekadesh, they do not have to Mekadesh their hands again because we hold like a Blozer Reb Shimon that Lina Eina Me'elus Mekibish Adayim Raglayim, and that means Eina Mekadesh. You don't have to wash again. Or maybe Adilmi Ifsul Belina. What it means to say is that the waters inside the kiyar are no longer effective, no longer valid for purposes of Kibish Adayim Raglayim, because they become Nifsal Belina. So I don't know what the word Eina Mekadesh means. For like Barshitlon, and unfortunately, after Rab Ami Amr Rab Yoichel Mishmei De Ufa said this halacha, and we had the Shaila Avinim Bavli Barshitlon, and nobody was poishitim for us, so therefore we still don't know. Omar Ka Barshitlon Mifshit, and now Rab Yirmiya, you're saying that Ilfa was poishitim. After all, we heard Reb Ami told us, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, in the name of Ilfa, that the Kir Shalei Shaku, Lamachar, Eina Mekadesh. But we have the Shaila, nobody was supposed to the Shaila. So therefore, the Val, we still don't know what the answer is about the Mekir.
Why can't the answer come after this? I mean, we're reporting this, the second Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rishmei de Ilfa, as we're sure that was later? I mean, because it sounds like there was the question, and that question was reported again in the second Amr Rav Ami, Amr Rav Yochanan Mishmei De'ofa, and now Rabin is saying, and later on it was Poshe. These are not, the timing is not clear.
Rav Yitzchak Bar Bizna is now telling in front of Ravin that you said in the name of Rav Ami, Amr Rav Yochanan, that Hada Pashat Ilfa, I was there when Rav Ami told us directly that this is what Ilfa said, Kirsh Lei Shaku, Lamachar Eina Mekadesh, and we were all scratching our heads, what does that mean? And unfortunately, he, Rabami, didn't tell us the answer to this question, so therefore this question still remains an open question, and therefore I respectfully disagree with you, Ravin, saying the name of Rabbi Yirmiya, saying the name of Rabami. We heard from Rabami himself, and he said, Asanisht. We still don't know what the answer is. So Tosha Math, let's try to be patient now. And Ben Cotton, Mar brings us in Masechtas Yuma, that Ben Cotton, name of a person, Oser Shneim Oser Dad the Kiyar. Well, he took the Kiyar and he expanded it, he made 12 faucets, 12 spigots for the Kiyar. What's so important about this? Because in Masechtas Yuma, when it talks about the pious that they used to have every day to go and bring the carbon Oilas Tamid, 12 Kohanim were designated to go and be involved in that carbon oil, so that you don't have to wait for everybody to be ready. Everybody was able to wash simultaneously because they had 12 spigots for the 12 Kohanim. Aha. So the Chum were very, very happy about what he did. Not only that, afu osa muchni likior. Muchni is similar to the word machine. Maybe there is some etymological and consistency between those two. Anyway, he made a muchni likior. This muchni had such a thing which went up and down. A pulley system, shkoyach, where the waters went up and down, so that every single night before Amud HaShachar, they made sure that the mekior were lowered down below into the original bar. They united. They became kosher again, so to speak, and then they brought him up again after Amud HaShachar. Good. Anyway, so it says over here, Befeirish, that the reason why they had the waters go down, so that you should not become Nifsal Galina, is the Chasimin, that had you left the mine inside the kiyar, it would become possible. So we could be poishir ashayla. My love, Reb Luzer, Reb Shimon. He, are we talking about even according to Reb Luzer, Reb Shimon, that holds that ain lina me'elis bekiddush yadayim v'raglayim, that may kiyar do become possible? It's going according to Rebbe. Now the shayla of the Gemara wasn't according to Rebbe. According to Rebbe, that holds that lina's me'elis bekiddush yadayim v'raglayim, where there's no water left, but nevertheless it comes Amud HaShachar, boom, that old Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim no longer is effective. See, more health for sure, if it's Mekir, it's tangible water, then for sure it's no longer effective. So now the only Shai there was according to the blood of Reb Shimon. So we were hoping to be pushed to Shal according to the blood of Reb Shimon, that that's the reason why Ben Kutin made this Muchni, because the blood of Reb Shimon holds it becomes Nifsal Balina. It's more like it was Rebbe, not Reb Luzer Reb Shimon. And therefore, what does Reb Luzer Reb Shimon hold? Perhaps he holds that in fact he didn't make a Muchni Lakir, or he holds that he made Muchni Lakir for convenience sake, not necessarily because of the problem of Lina. So people shouldn't have to go all the way down and schlep buckets up, etc. They had this special Muchni Agantza machine that had it come up and down to make it easier and more convenient. Aha. So bottom line is, you want to say that that Mishnah, that price is going according to Rebbe. Muhammad the Reisha, Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, Seifa Nabi, Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, Diktani Reisha. Let's look at the Reisha of that same price which we were just quoting now. Which they taught him. Boloi Eitzel Paroi, Upar, Hoye Oimid, Beno Ulam, Ulam, Mizbeach, Roisha, Ledorim, Ufanav, Lemarov, Bakoin, Oimid, Be Mizrach, Upanav, Lemarov. This is talking about on Yom Kippur morning. Gesundheit. On Yom Kippur, as we know, the Kohen Gadol had to go and bring a special par. Par Gesundheit, par for the Kohen Gadol and Ale Kehanim, as well as the Soyer for Klal Yisrael. Now, as part of the Avodah, you had to go and do a Vidui on that par, and after that, of course, the Kohen Gadol had to go and check the par, he had to take the dam, and take it inside the Heichol, and inside the Kodesh Kadosh, Gesundheit. So where was that par initially at the time of the Vidui, at the time of the Shechita? State on the price that the power was only made by no ulam vela mizbeach. What means ulam vela mizbeach? So let's see, we have a shtickle picture over here. Okay, you see the, you walk into the Beis Hamikdash from the bottom, from Mizrach, Gesundheit, it's a Shar Niknar. You're now inside the Azara. Sorry?
It's for close to Mr. Niknar.
Why was it called Shai Nikna? The Gemara doesn't address that here, but the Gemara addressed in other places that Nikna was the one that donated the doors for that Shar. And there was a whole mess because he brought them from Mitzrayim, and they fell because of the fact that the boat was sinking. They threw over, or the boards fell over, the doors fell up, and afterwards when they came to Eretz Yisrael, well, it was swimming underneath the boat, underneath the ship, and they were able to just extract them. It was a massive mission. Anyway, but regardless, getting back to our Gemara now, the Mizbeach that you see the picture of, that's the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. When you pass the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, you get to the Ulam, and there you have on top of Ulam, it says Marav, that's where the Heichal is. Okay. Anyway, what's going on over here? What's going on here, that you have to go and shecht Kodshei Kudashim Tzofain. Now you see where it says Tzofain on the right hand side. The question is, what is deemed to be Tzofain? Everybody agrees that Kneged the Mizbeach, corresponding to the Mizbeach, the Mizbeach in our picture is relatively small, corresponding go to the right of that, that entire ear space, which goes from the top of the Mizbeach to the bottom of the Mizbeach, in other words, the whole corresponding length, not to the right, not to the left. We're talking about from the Mizbeach going straight, corresponding, make two imaginary lines.
Going to the word Sapham. Going to the word Sapham, basically.
You make two imaginary lines from where it says Mizbeach. The ramp is on the Dorim side. That's on the left. It's missing in the picture. If you want to get a refund, I'm with you. I will be happy to go and...
You extended the footprint of the Mizbeach.
Okay, if you like the footprint, it's on the side. Anyway... You make no the Mizbeach is where the Mizbeach was the Machlekes, but let's
the Gemara is not the Gemara problem.
Yeah,
the
diagram is not so.
We're not good.
That's my problem.
Yeah. The diagram is not perfect, but regardless, you can go and take an imaginary line, make an imaginary line extending from one part of the Mizbeach to Tzafayim, and then lower down from the Mizbeach to Tzafayim, so that in that airspace, which is Mizbeach to Tzafayim, Tzafayim to Mizbeach, in that airspace, according to everybody, that Tzafayim HaMizbeach. According to everybody, you can certainly go and Shecht over there, Kodshei Kudishim.
This is north of Mizbeach.
It's good, everybody agrees, you can go and Shecht over there from the Mizbeach till the Tzafayim. Now the question is, what else is considered tzafayim? Meaning, if you veer to the right, or if you veer to the left, what we would call northeast or northwest, is that also considered to be tzafayim, yes or no? And we're going to see in the Gemara, it's a three-way machloikis. One man yama, which is Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, he holds only corresponding to Mizbeach, not northeast. Not northwest, it's got to be directly corresponding, facing the Mizbeach. Good. According to Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, he holds that even the northwestern side, in other words, you see where it says Marav, and you have these three boxes, Beis Chalifos, Ulam, and Beis Chalifos once again, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, yeah. Now we're moving from strict Tzofin to Tzofin Marav, northwest, says the Blazer Shimon, you can go and Shecht over there too. Make sure you don't go beyond the Beis Chalifos. You see that there is space beyond the Beis Chalifos on the right hand. No, just to Shunit. But up to the Beis Chalifos, you can go and Shecht. And that's what the Gemara calls Beinu Ulam Vala Mizbeach. You have the Ulam in the picture. You have the Mizbeach. You have the picture, Mr. Friedland?
I have the Ashkot picture, but I don't have the Beis Chalifos.
You do have a Beis Chalifos. We wouldn't take away the Beis Chalifos from you.
All right, I see.
The word Chalifos comes from the word Chalif. And even today, they use the term Chalif when you're referring to a Shechita knife. It's called a Chalif. The reason why it's called Chalif, it really comes from Arabic. However, the Gemara says that it gets that name because it's Machlif bin Chayim Lamavis. Wow. That this, unfortunately, goes and makes a major change in the life cycle of the animal. It's Machlif. It's called the Chalif. Anyways, the Beis Chalifos is where the Kahanim used to go and put away the Shochtim, the Messers, the Sakinim, and they had special cubby holes. That's where they put it.
Awesome.
Okay. Anyway,
awesome.
Bottom line is that you can, according to Blazer Reb Shimon, go and Shecht in Sofing Marib, northwest, but not beyond the Beis Chalifos. According to Rebbe, we will see that not only can you go and Shecht corresponding to the Mizbeach, not only northwest, but even northeast. But all has to be north. It has to be north of the Mizbeach, which according to this picture, that would be like 80% or 70% of the Azara. However, if the Mizbeach was further up, then it would be a smaller place. But according to this picture, you have lots and lots of room to go and check, not only corresponding, northwest, northeast, Gevaldik. Okay, so Dr. Gimariet, since the ratios of Lozer of Shimon, the safe is also Lozer of Shimon. Tiktoni ratio. Balway Eitzel Par, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is going now to his par, and there on the par is going to do a vidoy, and after the vidoy he's going to go and shecht it. The question is, where was that par standing? Par Hayoim Ben Ulam Lamizbeach. Oh, Ben Ulam Lamizbeach means the northwestern side. How do I know? Because the Mizbeach there is the middle, the Ulam is here on the top of our picture, so between the Ulam and Lamizbeach, it doesn't mean physically Ulam Lamizbeach, because it's between the Ulam Lamizbeach, which would mean between the Beis Chalifos and the Mizbeach, it wouldn't be Tzofen anymore. It just means the northwestern side facing the Ulam, Tzofen of the Mizbeach, that's where you can go and Shecht. Roishoy Lidorim, how was the animal standing? The animal was standing Lidorim Uponov Lemarv. Meaning, its tail was towards the Tzofen, the head was towards the Doraim. However, what we did was we went and pushed the head, and how they pushed it, or they held it in place, that it should be facing the Marv. Why did it have to be exactly in that situation? Gemara and Yuma goes into it in greater detail. The Kohen is standing in Mizrach, meaning his back is towards the Mizrach, upon of the Marv, and his face is towards the Heichel, just like the face of the Par is towards the Heichel. That's how they...
He's standing behind the head of the Par then, as well?
Yes, exactly. Or sorry, no, the head, or behind the body.
The
Kohen standing there. Oh, you have a picture of the Kohen. Yeah, correct. In the article, there's a picture of the Kohen. It doesn't give his name. Doesn't show what the garment he's wearing. Apparently, he's not wearing tzitzis, which is not surprising because he's supposed to wear the big kahuna. Anyway, so he's standing there. You see the picture of the Kohen?
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Does it look Jewish?
Yeah. As Jewish as any other artful cartoon.
I see. Oh, yeah. Not a cartoon, Chas v'Shalom. Okay. Anyway, the Kohen in Mizrach upon of the man. Shazokti Moyes. Man Shamus Lei. Who holds the Omen Ulam Mizbech Tzofei? Not everybody agrees that you can do a shechita ben hatzofei between the Ulam and the Mizbech. Zokti Moyes. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. This time we have another brayser. Ezo Tzofei. What's the definition of Tzofei? Mikir Mizbech Tzofei. Viad Koisel Azara Tzofei. Ukneged Kolam Mizbech Kuloi. Tzofein divi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That's the narrowest definition of tzofein. You make those two imaginary lines, and from mizbeach to tzofein, from tzofein to mizbeach, only in that area is that called tzofein. Rabbi Lozer of Shimon, Moisef, Abin Ulam Mizbeach. You can go and do it in southwest as well. Oh. So before we continue, why was the par standing ben Ulam Ulam Mizbeach ready for the Shechita? Because that price holds like a brother of Reb Shimon. And that's why you put the par there, Kohen Gadol's getting ready to go and do Vidui and then Shechtiyat. Standing there ben Ulam Mizbeach like Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. And that's what the Gemara said, that since the Reish is Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, then the Sefer that says about the Mayim, the Meikir, that they had this Muchni taking it up and down every day, so it shouldn't become possible, but Lina, but now continues on the same price as Rabbi Moisef af Mokum Drisa Ragli Khanum Mokum Drisa Ragli Yisra. Rabbi is Moisef, the right hand side, meaning the northeastern side of the Mizbeach, he's Moisef that as well. The reason why the Gemara refers to it as Drisa Ragli Khanum Drisa Ragli Yisra, because when you come into the Azara, the first 11 Amois, the Yisraelim are allowed to stand. Beyond that, the Kahanim are allowed to stand, and they're allowed to stand anywhere in the Azara where they are needed. And the Yisrael was also able to go over that 11 Amos if he was absolutely needed for the carbon, like for Smicha. But generally, they stood in the 11 Amos. So this is called Trisas Ragli Kahanim, Trisas Ragli Yisrael. Those 22 Amos, starting from the Shar Niknar towards the Mizbeach, the Tzofen side, of course, northeast, you could also shach there as well. That's already the picture on the top where they had the Chalif from there and further on, in other words towards the Ulam and the Heichel. It has to be before you get to the Ulam and Beis Chalif, is not beyond the Beis Chalif. Good. So we've proven our point that the ratio of the Bryce is Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, because the par was standing by Ulam Lamizveach, and it's only according to Reb Lozer Reb Shimon that you can go and shecht over there. And so therefore the second part of the Bryce, mit the Muchni, mit the Nefsalim Belina, is all to Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. Right, Yimara, betiz Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, haloi, Rabbi! Are you telling me only Reb Lozer Reb Shimon to the exclusion of Rabbi? Hashtag Rabbi, Ad Rabbi Yosef, Reb Yehuda, Moisif, since Rabbi is the final daya in this Bryce. And he's adding to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who said only Keneged HaMizbeach, not northeast, not northwest, but only north. Since Rabbi is Moisef and him, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, Loi Moisef, isn't he being Moisef and Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon as well? Because after all, this is the final day in the Braisa. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon was Moisef on the original sheet of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who said the limited space north, says Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, even northwest, says Rebbe, even northeast. Notice the Lashon of the Braisa, Rebbe Moisef, Af Mokem Drisa Ragli Han. So therefore, Af, L'choy, is going on all the previous Manyamim. So, Ibazoi, why are you bringing me a crystal clear cut riot? That the Braisa is Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, because it was Ben Ulam Mizveach, even according to Rebbe, the Kohen God was able to stand there and do the Shechita ben Ulam Lamizbeach, because Rabbi only is Moisef more. He doesn't disagree with the Rosh Hashanah. says the Gemara, you're right. But not Hochi Karmina. What you meant to say is, Isol Kadaita Rebbe, if the price goes going to Rebbe, Loikma b'mokam drisis ragli kanav b'mokam drisis ragli Yisrael, then the Shechita should have been done as soon as you get into the Azara. You shouldn't have to wait until you get to the Heichel. The why should it have been done dafk over there as opposed to next to the Heichel, says Rashi, because it's Nishka Oirech Ara. It's Nishka Derech Eretz to go and check right outside the Ulam and right outside the Heichel, and therefore it would have been more appropriate to go and check as soon as you get into the Azara. And since the Braisa says that you do go and check between Ulam and Mizbeach, is the Chassimin that is Reblozer Reb Shimon and not Rebbe, because according to Rebbe you would have done it in the northeast. You wouldn't have dragged the animal to the northwest and done it over there. If you are telling me that it's a Psnishka Derech Eretz to go and check right before the Ulam and the Heichel, is like Mikir Mizbech Tzvoini Ad Kais Lahrovet Tzvoini. So Ibazoi said, why didn't even according to Reblozer Reb Shimon do the Shechita on Yom Kippur in the corresponding portion like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds? That's the limited Tzofein, only corresponding to the Mizbeach. Let him go and shecht over there if you're telling me it's the Shkader Echeret, so shecht over there. You know the reason why, in fact, they had the Shechita all the way next to the Ulam of the Mizbeach? Mishom Chulshu the Kohen Gadol. They were nervous about the fact that the Kohen Gadol was fasting on Yom Kippur, and you don't want him to have to go and schlep back and forth, coming and going, and he's doing all the avodah. So therefore, it would make much more sense have the Mokam HaShechita right next to the Ulam Olam Mizbeach. So right after he finishes the Shechita, the Kohen Gadol will makabel the dam and take the dam into the Ulam and into the Heichel, and it'll be local. He doesn't have to go all the way, all these 22 Amis, and then the thickness of the Mizbeach, which is another 32 Amis. He'll be able to go and save all the traipsing and carrying and schlepping. So that's the reason that Chushu Ve'Gadol is Hocharami. If that's the case, then the Braisa can go according to Rebbe as well. And the reason why they did the Shechita next to Ulam HaMizbeach, Mishum Chulshu the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, bottom line is, we have no raya that this price is Dafka Reblozer Reb Shimon. It could go according to Rebbe, and if that's the case, I still don't know what does Reblozer Reb Shimon hold about the Mekiyar, whether they do become Nifsa Belina or not, and the Gemara leaves that as an Iboya Deloy Ifshitam. New Shtickle. Omer Reb Yochanan. Kiddush Yod V'Raglav L'Trumas HaDeshen L'Mocher Ein Etzerch L'Kaddish Yekvar Kiddush Metchilas Avoydah. If a Kohen went and he was Mekaddish Yod V'Raglav at the time of the Trumas HaDeshen. Trumas HaDeshen was the very, very first Avoydah every single morning in the Beis HaMikdash. It preceded the Karban Oileh Shel Shachar. It preceded the putting up of the Maroch and setting everything up. It was the very, very, very first thing they did every morning. What was the Trumas HaDeshen? That the Kohen would go and remove a portion of the Deshen, and he would take it down the ramp, and he would put it right next to the ramp on the floor, and miraculously, the floor would go and swallow it up on a daily basis. Trumas HaDeshen is different than taking out Deshen generally. Trumas HaDeshen is symbolic. Even if the amount of Deshen on the Mizbeach was rather insignificant, the previous day there was a major snowfall in Yerushalayim, very few kabbanis were brought, there's very little ash on the Mizbeach. Nevertheless, it's a mitzvah every single morning to go and take off some of the Deshen and put it next to the Mizbeach. If there's a huge amount of Deshen that has accumulated, then that's Haromas HaDeshen. They have to go and take all that Deshen and they ship it out Michutz LaMachra. They don't put that next to the ram. That's already taken far away. But of course, that's only done if you have a large volume. On a daily basis, this was not necessary. Anyway, when did this Trumas HaDeshen take place? Even though we say it's the first Avoid in the morning, in reality, it was still done before Amud HaShachar. So it was the first pre-morning Avoida, even before Amud HaShachar, they did Kiddush Tag V'Raim. Good. So state of Dozer Trav Yochanan, if you did the Kiddush Tag V'Raim at that time, the Mochan the next day, Ein Etzerach L'Kaddish, meaning the Mochan really means 5 minutes later, or 10 minutes later, after they did the Trumas HaDeshen, when now it's Amud HaShachar, you don't have to do a new Kiddush Yadayim Reklai. Why? Shefar Kiddush B'Tchilas HaVoydah, since you already did it at the time of the Trumas HaDeshen, you don't have to do it again at the time of Amud HaShachar. So the question is, who is Rabbi Yochanan following? L'mai. Even immediately following Rabbi Ha'omar Pasla Lina, didn't Rebbe say on the Amud Beis yesterday, and what we've been learning so far this morning, that as soon as the Amud HaShachar hits, boom, Lina, as a result of Lina, whatever Kiddush Adar Reglag that you made now is no longer valid or effective. You got to start from square one. You have to go and do a brand new Kiddush Adar Reglag. And here, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ein tzorach lekadosh." Elamai the Rebbe Reb Shimon, who Amar Ein tzorach lekadosh, afilu mikan bi'arasari yomim. According to Rebbe Reb Shimon, he holds you never have to be mekadosh. Once you're mekadosh, and you are constantly in the Azara, you haven't gone out of the Azara, and you, whether or not you're doing the Voida, but you're there, ready, willing, and able.
It's valid.
I'm sorry?
It remains valid.
It remains valid. Aha. And the Gemara is assuming over here that this individual went and he was Mekadosh already, not now, but Trumas Hadesh, he was already Mekadosh in the morning. Or he was Mekadosh already at 6 o'clock the previous evening, and he was working the whole night. And it says, nevertheless, he should Mekadosh Yodav Aragla with Trumas Hadesh in the morning. Well, why is he being Mekadosh Yodav Aragla? The Kiddush that he did last night is still valid. Why does he have to do a brand new Kiddush Adam Raglai? So I feel Mekadosh Asar Yom. So what's going on? So the Gemara has two Terutzim, Abai and Rava Omar Abai. Le'olam the Rebbe. It goes according to Rebbe. Didn't Rebbe say that as soon as Omer Shachar hits, the Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim is no longer valid? For Lina Drabanani, this din of Lina by Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim is Midrabanan, not Min HaTorah. Why the Chacham institute such a din of Lina by Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim? Says Rashi, because the Chachamim wanted the Kahanim to be very, very serious by Hilchas Lina. They shouldn't be Mizalzel. If they come in, for instance, to the Beis Hamikdash, and they find, after Amud HaShachar, some Aymarim, or some Eivorim that they were not mocked the night before, the Kohen shouldn't say, okay, make sure nobody's looking, let's quickly put it on top of the Mizbech, and let's go and put it there. No. Once it's Amud HaShachar, possible. If you have still any shiari mincha which are inside the kli, it's okay, you know, it still looks fresh, it smells good, no, it's possible either. So therefore they instituted to go and remind everybody that this is serious business. If you went and did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim any time the prior day, even though you've been working 24 hours straight in the Beis Hamikdash, it comes now Omer HaShachar, boom, you have to go and wash again. Lina mid Rabbanon. Umoydin, the same Rabbanon that made this takana said, Umoydin, the Christ, Hagev, the Atzafra, Loi Basel Lina, that if you started washing Kiddush Adayim Raglayim from the time of Christ Hagever means when the crier would go and is Machloikis Masech Shkolim, where the Gever over here is referring to a rooster, the rooster's crowing, or Gever means a person, a Gavra, that went around the town crier to wake everybody up.
It's
a Gavra, not a Chefza, good. Anyway, so the Machloikis is what Christ the Gever is, but that Christ the Gever's man is the same Zman as the Trumas Hadeshin Zman. So therefore, if you wash from that time, from Kriyas Hagever, until Tzafra, until the Mudash Achar, Loi Pasal Lina, Lina doesn't pasal. In other words, if you washed prior to that Kriyas Hagever Zman, for instance, 12 o'clock, midnight, 3 o'clock in the morning, and you washed, say, fine, as soon as it comes to Mudash Achar, Nifsalabalina. However, if you went and washed during that small window of opportunity from Christ the Gever till Tzafra, which is only a few minutes, if you wash then, Loi Pasalina. So what's the svara? Why is that any different? So Rashi explains, based on this Lina Dirabanan, if you look at Rashi, about 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud, bottom line, all the way down, Lina Dirabanan, 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Everybody have that middle line? Zuk Rashi. Lina Zu. You got this in the middle line? Yeah? Lina Zu Shetoyl Bekiddush. She'en amayim befaneinu midrabananu. The Gozerba. Why would they go there? Shloi tizalzel v'lina. People shouldn't be mizalzel the whole Indian of Lina. Umay the Rebbe. Shekishahalu lekiya min habor mikrei sager. Shu zman to misadashen. That's the same zman. Kidamrina. The Mishim Hai Purta for those few minutes. Loi pasalina. Be kiddush. Why not? So the maski in shiadatayu the dummy kimoshi kiddush beyond. When people come in Kreis Hagever time or Trumas Hadesh time into the Beis Hamikdash, they all see that it's dark, but it's about to become light. And in fact, a few minutes later, after everybody's washing, it's already light. So therefore, people do not discern or notice any major difference between the Kreis Hagever zman and the Amud HaShachar zman. Most people just think of it as just being a few minutes. It's all basically within the same range. And therefore, in such a case, the Chacham said, here we don't have to be goyzer mishum lina. I was only goyzer because of the zilzel that people are being mizalzel in the Torah Emunah Me'evarim, or they were the Gabi Mincha, etc. So because of that zilzal, they had to go Mimasakin, Lina by Kiddush Adam Raglai. However, they themselves said that if it's in this short time period from the Kreis HaKemer until Amud HaShachar, if you wash then, that's already a safety zone. That's okay, and you don't have to wash over again.
Are there parallels to this between the Tzilas Adam in the morning? If you got up at 3 o'clock, or you know, all these, not in terms of the Chatzah, but in terms of the Gavra, if you got up, you went back to sleep.
And Halacha says the reason why you go and wash Negavas in the morning is for one of two reasons. Number one, because of potential Ruchais Rois, and number two, because a person may have touched parts of his body during the night which are normally covered, and therefore we call it tumah. What it really means is that those places, since they are quote unquote possibly dirty, therefore you have to go wash your hands in the morning when you get up. So those two are not directly related to Kishtag Raglaim, which is the Torah says rochatz mimenu koishahar nuvonav, when they come in to do the avoida. So there may be the look in the Mepharshim to see if there was some sort of use this as precedent, but Boshit has to do with those two, the Ruchis Rois and the touching of the body. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara Vayter, that's Abayis. Abayis holds, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rebbe, and even though Rebbe holds that Lina Moyel, but you have this special exemption, if you will, or early extension, if you come in advance, a few minutes before Amud HaShachar, you can wash then, it's okay. Rav Amal Oilem Rav Lozer Rav Shimini. Rav Lozer Rav Shimini normally says you don't have to go and wash again once you've washed once. It goes until even 10 days. And Rav Yochanan holds like the blood of Shimon the Gabi, Tchilas Avoida. Tchilas Avoida means that once you wash in the morning, even though it was before Amud HaShachar, when it comes to Amud HaShachar, it's not going to spoil. However, he doesn't agree with him, the Gabi Soif Avoida, meaning that he disagrees with him that if you didn't wash before then, and you waited until Amud HaShachar, you're going to have to go and wash over again. It's only if you're washing B'tchilas Avoida, which means at the time of the Trumas Adeshin, which is the first Avoida in the morning, then once you wash then, you don't have to wash later, even though Amud HaShachar is going to be a little bit later. However, if he washed B'soif Avoida, meaning he washed during the night when he was doing all different types of Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, that's called Soif Avoida because it's from the prior day, once Amud HaShachar hits, according to the Blood of Reb Shimon, you wouldn't have to go and wash again. It's valid until 10 days. That's of course an exaggeration, it means for a whole bunch of days. No. If you wash B'soif Avoida, meaning the middle of the night, pre-Trumas HaDeshen, then when it comes the time of Amud HaShachar, it would be Poisel Belina, because Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with the Rav of Shem. Pray to one Meisve. Ra'u echa v'kahanim shiyorad v'im rotsu uvohu niyaru v'kichidem raglim v'nakiyor. The kahanim saw how the first kohen who did the Trumas HaDeshen is coming now down the ramp. And what do? They're now rushing up to the ramp. Why they're rushing up? Says Rashi, to go and finish off the job of the Trumas HaDeshen Koyin, because the Trumas HaDeshen Koyin only took a symbolic amount of Deshen off, and now if there is more Deshen, they're going to remove the rest, or to bunch it up on the Tapuach. Tapuach is where they heaped up the Deshen on top of the Mizbeach. They went there to clean it up, so to speak, when we're starting to get ready to bring the first carbon of the day. So those kahanim are running up. Before they ran up, miru v'kichi deim raglim and akir, they made sure to do kiddush adayim raglayim from the kir. And Rashi says at this point we assume we're talking about kahanim that were working the whole night, and we were mechabed them. Okay, you did all the wonderful work until now. Go up to the top of the mizbeach and go and clean it up, but do a kiddush adayim raglayim. So now why do they have to do a new kiddush adayim raglayim? After all, they've been working the whole night. It's yakti gemara. Then I understand that this Mishnah Bais is going according to Rebbe. What did Rebbe say? As long as you start from Kreis HaGever, and that's what we're talking about, because the coin is now coming down to the Trumas HaDeshen, so this is Kreis HaGever time, and they're washing their hands now. Now their hands are going to be kosher, they're going to be mekudesh, and Rashi says the main reason why they had to go mekadesh themselves is because not the tchilas avoida that they're doing now, but this removal of the ash and cleaning up the mizbeach, this is going to be nimshach into the yoim post Hamud HaShachar. Aha, and this Kiddush Adam Rabbi is going to work. Why is it going to work? Because it goes going to Rebbe. What does Rebbe hold according to what Abai learned Pshat? That as long as you started washing from Christ to give at Zafra, then Lina doesn't passel. So they will not have to wash again after Mudah Shachar since they washed from that time on. And therefore they'll be able to continue doing the cleanup even post the Mudah Shachar. So it goes according to Rebbe. El Rebbe, the Mekim Law, Kirblaz Reb Shimon, Rebbe that said that the prior Bryce goes according to Kirblaz Reb Shimon, Avla Rebbe, Mikrais Agever at Zafra, Postle Lina. By default, Rava doesn't hold like the Pshat of Abaya, and therefore he holds that this Lina is Deraisa. It's not a Lina Drabanan where they were Mako from Christ together. So according to Rava, what would Rebbe hold? Because you give out Safra, also Pasla Lina, as soon as Amud HaShachar hits, you're going to have to wash over again. Is Homani. So who is therefore now the Tan of this price? Ir Rebbe, Pasla Lina, if it's Rebbe, what's the purpose of their going and washing Miru, the Kitchi, Demraglayim now, Christ together, so that their washing would continue to be effective at the end of their cleanup of the Mizbeach? When it's already Yoim, they're going to have to go down in the middle, because if it's a Mudah Shachar, it's Pasul Lina. It's not going to help that they washed 5 or 10 minutes before.
Once Lina kicks in, they have to
stay. Once it kicks in, they are kicked out, and they have to go down to the Kiyah and wash their hands again. According to the pshat of Rava, who holds that the previous brayso with Reb Yochanan, Reb Blazer, Reb Shimon, is afilu mikam v'asar yom, even for 10 days, and it's a lekadosh, you don't have to go and be mekadosh. So ibazoi, if it's talking about kohanim that worked there the prior evening, why did they have to make that initial kiddush yadayim v'raglayim at the time of trumas hadeshen? They should have relied on the prior kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. It's talking about brand new kohanim came on the scene. Aha. In other words, we're not talking about the kohanim that were up the whole night. The kohanim that went the whole night, we told them, Rabbi Yisai, Geitzahayim, Geishlufim. You can go home now. Thank you very much. You did a beautiful job. Wonderful. We're going to call now the new kohanim of that new base of. Let them now do the avodah. So these brand new kohanim come in, and we say, Chevra, did you wash your hands yet? No, we didn't. We washed Negevas at home, but we didn't wash over here. Personally, you did your kiddush yadayim v'raglayim right over here, so that you should be able to go and do the avodah and go up to the top of the mizbeach and start working on fixing up the mizbeach for that day. Frankly, more yet, we spoke about whether lina is moil v'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Now we're going to talk about yitzia. Ibaylo yitzia ma'ashutoyel v'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Meaning, you have a kohen that's been doing the avodah in the base mikdash. He did the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim as soon as he came in, and he did avodah. And now he's taking a coffee break, and he's going out of the base mikdash for a few minutes, and now he comes back into the base mikdash again. Does he have to wash again? If you hold like Reb Blazer, Reb Shimon, the lina doesn't passel, that's because the parish. He didn't leave the mokum avodah, he didn't leave the mizbeach. He's still in the azara the whole time. It's taka true that maybe he's taking a break in the avoida, but he's still there inside. Avitzi, the parish, since he left the dalar amas of the Beis HaMikdash, he's now out of the Beis HaMikdash, asuchim asuch da'ate. So he's mesiach das, and I'm afraid that therefore maybe he touched something he shouldn't have. Now he comes back, you have to do a new kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Since at any given moment he can rush back in, in other words, yeah, he's taking a coffee break, maybe he's going to smoke a cigarette in the good old days, but he's going to be back in a few minutes, so therefore he's not Mesiach Das. Yeah, Father, I'm going to be right back, give me a break. So now the question is Yitzia Moil, yes or no, does he have to do a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? Toshima, take the price. Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, he did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and then the Nitmu, and then his hands became Tomei Matbilan. All he has to do is go and be Toivul the hands. For this you don't need a full-fledged mikveh, because Tumas Yedaim is only Drabanan. You cannot have a Tumas Yedaim Minatoira, because Minatoira, once any part of the body becomes Tomei, the whole body becomes Tomei. So distinguish between the hands and the rest of the body, it must be, it was a Yedaim Drabanan. So he only has to be Matbil them in a shear to go and cover his hands. He has to Toivul them, immerse them, but it doesn't have to be a full mikveh. Main Terech Lekadosh, he doesn't have to do a brand new Kiddush Yedaim Raglayim. It's fine.
If he went to do his tzarfah.
We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Yotzu, what happens if the hands went out of the Azara. In other words, the hands are protruding outside the Azara. And they remain in their Kedusha. Oh, so you see the Yitzia doesn't possibly Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Says the Pharisee in the Brayse, Yotzu, Harehem B'Kedusha Asan. Every more Yotzu, Yodav Lekumim Boilan. The Brayse is talking about the Yadayim, because it's Kiddush Yodav V'Nitmo, the Yadayim became Tomei. Or Yotzu, the Yadayim went out of the Azara, but the rest of the body remained in. What's a locha by kol gufay? Toshima. Shloi rochet yadayim v'raglayim. A coin that had not been rochet yadayim v'raglayim yet, what should he do? Mekadosh b'klisharis b'fnem. When he gets into the base mikdash, he should either use a kior, or you can use another klisharis that has in it the mayim. And as we're going to learn later in the Gemara, we have Mesechtas Yuma, the halacha of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim doesn't have to be strictly from the kior. Any klisharis that has the mayim is also acceptable. Now, kiddush b'klisharis v'chutz, when Amzim ibn Mekadosh took a klisharis, he took it outside the Beis Mikdash, and he did the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim outside, or he brought in his own neglavasa inside with his plastic basin, he brings it into the Beis Mikdash to go and wash over there. Or instead of washing his hands, he toiveled the oven, he does avodah, avodah sepsula, like we learned in our Mishnah. A person should like rochot yadayim v'raglayim, passels the avoida, passels the carbon. Okay, so we have now a whole bunch of different cases over here. He wasn't rochot yadayim v'raglayim at all. Be mekadosh v'klisharis b'fnim. That's what you're supposed to do. But if he was mekadosh v'klisharis outside, or b'klichol inside, or even if he toivled, no good. So now the focus is on the kiddush b'klisharis b'chutz. Time of the kiddush b'klisharis b'chutz. That's why it's no good, because when you wash, you got to wash inside the Azara, not outside. Ha kiddush b'fnim, the yotza, is the mash from that. What happens if he did a proper kiddush yadayim v'raglayim inside the Azara, he did it perfectly, the yotza, then he went out, avodasik shen, then it would be kosher. Because if you're going to tell me that it would be avodasik psula, don't just tell me in the case where this whole kiddush yadayim v'raglayim was shvach, because he did it outside. Tell us even a bigger kiddush, that even though he did a proper kiddush yadayim v'raglayim with a proper kiyum with aladinim, nevertheless, if he went outside, it's possible. Is the choyra arayi from them the kiddush b'fnim v'yatza v'dasai k'sheira? So no. Tell me kiddush b'klishar is b'chutz echidami. You know what the case of that price is talking about? Again, only the yadayim and not the guf. He was standing inside the Azara. He extended his hands outside the door of the Azara, and somebody washed his hands outside Mitakli Shores. That's the case that it's possible. Learn what it says in the parentheses. However, if in fact he was standing inside, and he was Mekadosh B'fnim, and then Yotza, what means Yotza? Not the whole body. That would be kosher. That would be kosher. In other words, don't try to be medayik that it's talking about a case that he was, the entire body was outside, and he was mekadosh outside, and now he went inside, and we say doesn't work, and therefore try to be kosher from that. It's mashma, the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim was inside, and he went out. He is kosher. No. Everything is yadayim. So when it says in the braisa that he was kiddush b'chlishores b'chut, means that he was standing inside, only his hands were standing outside, and he had that kiddush yadayim. That is possible. However, if the kiddush would have been inside, and then he would just have his hands protrude after that outside, that would be kosher. Like the Gemara said before, yotze yodav like kimi bayilan, yotze kogufay. Continue after the parentheses, that shaila still remains, because this price is also only talking about yadayim, and we're not talking about the ganze guf. Let's try to bring another eye. Stay right in the braise. What happens if the koyin, after doing kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, he leaves the azora, and now he leaves the mechitas chaymes azora entirely? Then why did he leave? It depends. If he went for an extended period, torn tefillah. Then when he comes back, not only has to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, he has to go and toivel himself. If he only went for a very short period of time, Toin kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, when he comes back, you have to have kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Ah, so I see now that yotze, he left, even for a short period, lefisha, he went out for 2 minutes for a little air, for a little break, he has to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. When it says that he went out, the Brice is speaking in a very idle fashion, speaking in euphemistic terms. We're talking about someone who had to go out to use the facilities. That's why he left the Azara. When it says im lishois, it means he had to go out for gedoilim. And when it says that he left Fishor, he means for ktanim. And if Achamayskin, kigon shiyotzel lahasich raglov, ulahatil mayim. And therefore, when it says he went lishois for a while, the reason why he went for a while, he had to go for Doylem, and therefore he had to go, first of all, he had to go in a place where you don't have a rabbin passing by, so he had to go a more extended distance, and perhaps it took him longer to do his thing. Now he has to do tefillah. The reason why I said do tefillah is because I'm afraid that the person didn't have sufficient toilet paper, or even if he did, he didn't do a good job, and therefore you still have some tinnif down below. That's why we want him to go into the mikveh, to go, and that's why he has a tefillah to go and toivel to take everything out. And lefishah, however, if he only went to meiraglayim, then he has to have kiddush yadayim meiraglayim, simply because we were concerned about nitzoytzes getting on his begodim, that he's going to, people are going to think maybe he's a krishovcha, so he has to do kiddush yadayim meiraglayim. Anyway, lemaisa says, Yimara, but I still wasn't poshut my shayla, because we're talking about a yitziah where he didn't have to use the facilities. He just went out to take some air. The same says, so what do we have to have these code terms? First the Braisa said it idly, and then when the person heard the Tanoim and the Talmidim heard this Braisa, apparently they said, what does that mean? What's the time period? What's the Lishois? Is that 5 minutes, or 10 minutes, 20 minutes? And what's this Lefishah? So then the Tana had to say, what I really mean to tell you is, Lishois means he won for Gdoilim, and Matlmayim, the Lefishah means for Matlmayim, for Tana. Toshima. Let's try to bring a Raya now from a Paraduma. As we know, the Paraduma was all done outside the Beis HaMikdash, on the Har HaZeisim, facing the Beis HaMikdash, Boshtei the Gar Paraduma, Reb Chi Bar Yosef Amma Mekadosh Klisharis Bifnim, before the Kahanim that were busy with the Para did the avoided by the Para, they should go inside the Beis HaMikdash and do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, the Yoytze, and then he goes out to do the work, the avoided of the Paraduma. Reb Yochanan Amar Afilu B'Chutz, you don't have to go inside the Beis HaMikdash, after all, since all of the avoided is B'Chutz anyway, so you can do the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim B'Chutz, and you don't even need a Klisharis. You can go and daffel b'kli chol, daffel b'kedush al cheres, even very, very poshut kli made out of cheres. Also, anything is good for kiddush dam raglayim for the paraduma. Anyway, but what do we see? According to b'chiv ha'yosef that says yatim mekadosh b'fnim, and then yoyotzei, what did it help to go and do it b'fnim? After all, if you tell me that yitzia passels by kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, I haven't accomplished anything by going inside and washing inside. Is the chayyar ay the yitzir does not passel by kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Omra papashani paro hoi v'chol maaseh v'chutz v'yipasel by yitzir. When you're doing avoda inside the Beis HaMikdash, maybe yitzir does passel. But when you're doing paradumo or anyway it's outside, then it doesn't passel. To break the mori hachi lamali, so what do I need the whole kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? If you're telling me that anyway there's avoda v'chutz, it's not bifnim. So therefore it doesn't rise to the same level as Kachim Mizbeach. What do you even need this cold Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim inside anyway? Every morrow the Mekadosh can avoid this penim. Well, lamali the Mekadosh, every morrow can avoid this penim. What the morrow means to say is that even though the Paraduma is taka outside the Beis HaMikdash, but the Torah calls the Paraduma the main nida chatas, it has the name chatas. So although, of course, it's not a real chatas. A real chatas outside the Beis HaMikdash, that would be shchutei chut. However, nevertheless, epsashtikl karvit is this. So therefore, do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, even though you're going outside to do the avoda outside the Beis HaMikdash. So the shayla of yitzia, we have not been yotze, we have not been poishit, so it remains an iboyed liyivshita. So bottom line is, of course, you have to see what the Rambam says, but based on our Gemara, the kohen would have to wash when he goes in to be on the safe side, because I don't know yet. I don't know whether it's required or not. So we have
The parallel of the
Yom Kippur.
Yeah, so no. He also is doing a certain but. You have to
take
the goat, the second goat.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is that considered an avoda that requires kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? I don't know.
And he walks out, and it's also a thing
b'chutz. Anyway, you have to look at Masechtas Yoma, where it goes all through it. Maybe it addresses that, and I don't even know if it has to dafka be a coin. It doesn't have to be a kohen. Certainly, you don't need kiddush dam raglay. Anyway, that's Masechtas Yuma. Back to argue my boilu. Tumah ma'ush toy the kiddush dam raglay. What happens if the kohen becomes tameh? Does he have to do a new kiddush dam raglay? He'd have to go and do a new tefillah for sure if he's tameh. What about the hat? The kiddush dam raglay from the kiyor or not?
He doesn't need kiddush dam raglay.
Other than many did kiddush dam raglay after the five tefillahs.
And that good
kiddush dam raglay
is that good or bad? Is that good or bad?
It's a separate thing.
Yeah, but that wasn't Bishum Tumah. That's how Gzeir is a cause. Why do you have to go 5 times, 10 times? Why do you have to do every single day? Why don't we all go 10 times to the mikveh? Gzeir is a cause. You have to do 5 times and 10 times. So the question is, on any given day, if a kohen becomes Tameh, does he need a new Kiddush Adam Raglai? Imtim Talem Yitzir Loi Pasla. The Gavra Chazi, Avahacha, the Gavra Loi Chazi, Asuchid Masach Daite, Oidum Mekim the Hadar Chazi, Dokle Belem Masach Daite. The Gemara says, "Legabe the case of Yitzir. If you're going to be poshut by Yitzir, we will never poshut. But if you're going to be poshut by Yitzir, the loy pasla that the Yitzir doesn't pass the kiddush dam raglayim, he does not need to do a new kiddush. The gabra chazi, because the person hasn't changed. Nothing happened to that person. It just went from inside to outside, outside to inside. Same gabra." Avahacha the gabra loy chazi. This gabra now is fundamentally different than the gabra was 2 minutes ago, because until he was tummy, he was able to do the avoida, and now that he's tummy, he can't do the avoida anymore. And even if he were to go to the mikvah, he cannot do the avoida yet, because a tful yoim is possible to do the avoida. And so therefore, even after Harif Shemesh, when he wants to go back to do the avoida at night, to do Haktoris Emurim, Asuchim Masach Date, in between the time of the becoming Tameh, until he finally becomes Tar, there was a big Hesach Adas, and maybe he has to have a brand new Kiddush Adam Raglay. Or Yidil Mekim in the Hodr Chazi, since he knows that Amir Tashem is just a question of time, after he goes to the mikveh, he's going to be able to go and go back into his job of working there in the Beis Hamikdash. So Doklei, Vilei Masach Date, he keeps on thinking, I can't wait, he's looking at his watch. Hey, do you have the time? What time is it now? I know the exact time, my zmanim, it's 8:32 and a half. Is it 8:32 yet? Not yet, another 8:31, another minute. So he's not Mesiach Das, he wants to do the avoida. So maybe he doesn't need a Kiddush Adam Raglai. It's Toshima. Kiddush Adam Raglai v'nitmu, the price that we had before. He was Mekadosh Adam Raglai, when he becomes Tameh, Mat Bilan, he's Mat V'ein Tzarech L'Kadosh. Oh, Shtei Befeirish, that after you do the Tefillah, you don't need a new Kiddush Adam Raglai. So I can go be Poishar Arshaylam. Says Yimar, the same tarot as before. This price is referring to Nitmu, just the Yodayim. Nitmu Yodav Miboylan. Avada Bachivis, you don't need a new Kiddush Adam Raglai, just Matbilan, and you're done. Keep it boiling in the kol gufay. Oh, pray tomorrow kol gufay. Typically, keep in the boiling bed. The hair of shemesh asucha masach date. And the Gemara is assuming, for instance, he becomes tamei. It's 12 o'clock midday. He goes to the mikvah 12:31 o'clock. He's going to have to wait another 7-8 hours from the time of the tefillah until hair of shemesh. Probably his mind is going to wander from daf to daf to daf in Masechtas Vachem, all the frame of daf days until daf chav. And once he finishes that, he's probably going to go back to Hoyrius or start the next Masechta. So he's going to be Mesiach Das from the Inyan of the Avoida, and maybe has to do a new Kiddush Adam Raglai. Says Yomara, you're right, over such an extended period of time, you have a good Tesvar. However, what about you going to Idmi Samach Shkia Sechava? What happened if he became Tameh 5 minutes before Shkia? He goes to the mikvah. All he has to wait now is an additional 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 72 minutes, depending on your various sheets, as one says a Chavim is. And today, for such a short period of time, then he's not Mesiach Das. In such a case, does he need Kiddush Adam Raglayim? Yes or no? Toshima, let's bring a Nacharai and Nachamufim Paraduma. Rebchir, Rebbe Yosef Amar. Mekadosh Bukhi Sharis, Bifnim, the Yoid say. Like we said before, you go inside, you wash, and you go out. Rebbe Yochan Amar, Afilim Achutz, you can wash outside, Bifilim Kli Chol, even with a regular basin, Bifilim Akedish Shulcheris, even a very partial Kli. Frank Dimar about Parad, the Tmui Mitzmiran Lay. Everybody knows the famous halacha that the people that were busy with the Paraduma, they were metame them. Why? They were metame them? Why? Now we learned in the Mishnah. Metame no yakoin asoiv is a paramat pil no yisoi. Lo hoi tzimu libishol tzadoi kishay oimrem memuri shevesh. Memuri shemesh hoi sanasis. Normally the tzadoikim were tremendous mekilim vis-a-vis the Perushim against Chazal, because Chazal added so many gedorim and halachas based on Torah Shebaal Peh. The Tzedokim, unfortunately, didn't believe in large portions of the Torah Shebaal-Peh. They were basically Bible people. We follow the Torah Shebaal-Peh. And most of the time they were maker as a result, but every once in a while they were machmir. And they were machmir when it comes to Paraduma. They said, Paraduma, you have to be totally tahar. Viza ha-tahar al-ha-tameh. Biyom ha-shlish, biyom ha-shvi. He's got to be tahar. And therefore, if the Kohen became tameh, and he went to the mikvah, he's a tefil yarim, no good. You have to wait until Harif Shemesh. Chazal, whoever darshan, visa Torah, tell me, like we had the Gemara yesterday, since it says Torah twice, that second Torah comes to tell you, I feel a koldu Torah. Even if he's not fully Torah, he's only 50% Torah, he's only 90% Torah. Meaning that he's a tefil yarim. A tefil yarim is mutter to go and do the Parah Aduma. Aha. So that the Chachamim should demonstrate in very, very graphic ways that the Tzedokim are wrong and we are right. The people that would do the Parah Aduma in advance, they would go, yeah, do your Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, and after the Kiddush Adayim, they would be Matama them and make them into Tmeim. They would say, go to the mikveh now. They would go to the mikveh, they would come out, they're now at Tvul Yoyim. Now do the Parah Aduma, even though they didn't have Harif Shemesh, to show the Tzedokim you guys are wrong. Anyway, what do I see from this? Shema mino lepasla ba tuma. Obviously, the tuma doesn't passel them from doing the avodah sapara because they did the kiddush adayim reglaim first. They were matama them second. So the person should say, "Well, 1 second, I became tuma. I have to do a new kiddush adayim reglaim." No, they were not mechayib a new kiddush adayim reglaim. Is the chasimin that tuma doesn't poisel kiddush adayim reglaim? Every marshani para hayut uliyim lepasla ba. After all, Paraduma is, in a sense, weaker in Chumrah, it's more kal than a regular carbon. Because the regular carbon, we learned in our Mishnah, it's full yoyim pasels. We just said now, exactly the other day we had the Mishnah. And now we're saying very clearly that Paraduma, that full yoyim is mutter. And it's even required, so to speak, in the Midraban. That being the case, the Tumah that we are metamehim, that does not cause the Kiddush of Daim Raglaim to become pasel. The old Kiddush of Daim Raglaim still remains intact. But a regular kohen that needs a full degree of tahara to do the regular avoid in the base minish, if he becomes tamei, in fact, he would have to have a new kiddush. At least that's as far as kondain. He would need a new kiddush line, so we cannot be poshed from the part. If you're telling me that it's full yoim can anyway do the avoider and it doesn't passel, and you can go and they do the kiddush daim outside, and even mitaklichol, what do you need the whole kiddush daim for? After all, you're telling me that it's not on the same madrigal as kachim mizbech. What do you need the whole kiddush daim? Evidently, can avoid the meinon since the Torah calls it chatasi. We want to make it as close as possible to do the achonis like we do for a regular carbon. But bottom line is, if he becomes tamei, we would not, and we're metamehim, he would not need a new kiddush daim raglayim because of the fact it's not a real avoid, it's only ke'en avoid. Yes. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.